Section 1. Foundations and Meta-Analysis Impact. The landscape of heart rate variability biofeedback, HRVB, was fundamentally transformed by Lehrer and colleagues' groundbreaking 2020 systematic review and meta-analysis. This comprehensive examination of 58 research papers represents a watershed moment in our understanding of HRVB's therapeutic potential. Their findings revealed compelling evidence for HRVB's effectiveness across a spectrum of conditions, with effect sizes ranging from small to moderate. But perhaps most importantly, these effects prove consistently reliable across different applications and contexts. What makes this meta-analysis particularly fascinating is its revelation about the versatility of HRVB applications. The research team discovered that HRVB demonstrated its most powerful effects in treating anxiety, depression, and anger management, while also showing remarkable promise in enhancing athletic and artistic performance. Even in areas where the effect sizes were smaller, such as PTSD, sleep disorders, and quality of life improvements, the results remain statistically significant and clinically meaningful. One of the most surprising and practically valuable findings was that the effectiveness of HRVB wasn't significantly influenced by traditional therapeutic parameters like the number of treatment sessions or the duration between pre- and post-testing. This challenges conventional wisdom about intervention intensity and suggests that clinicians have considerable flexibility in designing treatment protocols to meet individual patient needs and circumstances. The robust nature of HRVB's effectiveness becomes even more apparent when considering the comparison conditions. While HRVB showed its strongest effects when compared to inactive control conditions, it maintained significant therapeutic benefits even when measured against active control conditions. This suggests that HRVB offers unique therapeutic mechanisms that complement other treatment approaches, positioning it as a valuable component in integrated treatment strategies. The meta-analysis also highlighted an important aspect of HRVB's clinical utility: its adaptability across different patient populations and treatment settings. Whether implemented in medical clinics, mental health practices, or performance enhancement contexts, HRVB demonstrated consistent therapeutic effects. This versatility, combined with its non-invasive nature and relatively straightforward implementation, makes it an increasingly attractive option for clinicians seeking evidence-based interventions that can be readily integrated into existing treatment protocols. Section 2. McGrady and Moss Pathways Model. McGrady and Moss Pathways Model offers a sophisticated framework for understanding illness and wellness as a continuum rather than discrete events. Let me explain how this model intersects with HRV biofeedback applications. The model conceptualizes health and illness along a continuous pathway, starting from optimal wellness and progressing through mild insufficiencies, concerning deficiencies, and ultimately to diagnose disease. This approach challenges traditional healthcare's tendency to intervene only when illness becomes severe enough for diagnosis, suggesting instead that earlier interventions can be more cost-effective and successful in maintaining wellness. The model identifies three distinct intervention levels, each building upon the previous. Level 1 interventions focus on restoring disrupted biological rhythms and can be implemented directly by clients. These often include fundamental HRV biofeedback practices like basic breathing exercises and simple self-monitoring techniques. For example, a client might begin with daily practice of diaphragmatic breathing or use a personal HRV monitoring device to track their progress. Level 2 interventions build on this foundation by teaching basic skills needed for psychological and physical health. In the context of HRV biofeedback, this might involve more sophisticated breathing techniques, structured practice sessions, and integration with other stress management strategies. These skills can often be learned through educational resources and community programs. Level 3 interventions represent the most comprehensive approach, typically directed by healthcare professionals. This level might include advanced HRV biofeedback protocols, integration with other therapeutic modalities, and more complex physiological monitoring and feedback systems. The model emphasizes that mindfulness and motivation for change must develop progressively, similar to how HRV biofeedback skills are built over time. It recognizes that clients often have self-care options, level 1 and 2, that might restore health without requiring professional intervention, or that can enhance the effectiveness of professional care when needed. This model aligns particularly well with HRV biofeedback applications, as it emphasizes the importance of progressive skill development and the integration of various therapeutic approaches. It provides a framework for understanding how HRV biofeedback can be implemented at different levels of intervention, from basic self-help techniques to sophisticated clinical applications. Section 3. Asthma, clinical applications of HRVB. Symptoms and clinical presentation. Asthma presents as a complex respiratory condition characterized by variable airway inflammation and obstruction. Patients typically experience recurrent episodes of wheezing, breathlessness, chest tightness, and coughing. These symptoms fluctuate in both intensity and frequency, creating a challenging pattern for both diagnosis and treatment. The underlying chronic inflammation leads to bronchial hypersensitivity, making airways particularly reactive to various triggers including allergens, cold air, exercise, and viral infections. Demographics and prevalence. The scope of asthma's impact is substantial, affecting 8.3% of the United States population, approximately 26.5 million individuals. The condition shows interesting demographic patterns, with higher prevalence in children, 9.4%, compared to adults, 7.7%. Gender differences are notable, with females showing higher rates, 9.2%, compared to males, 7%. These statistics highlight the need for effective, non-pharmacological interventions like HRVB. Pathomechanics and physiological basis. The underlying mechanisms of asthma involve a complex interplay of inflammatory responses and airway reactivity. The condition triggers an abnormal immune response where exposure to triggers causes certain immune cells to produce pro-inflammatory cytokines. This leads to an influx of inflammatory cells, particularly eosinophils, causing airway tissue damage. The resulting inflammation creates a cycle of increased bronchial hyperresponsiveness and airflow obstruction. HRVB protocols and implementation. HRVB treatment for asthma typically follows Lehrer and colleagues' protocol, combining resonance frequency training with abdominal pursed lips breathing. The approach focuses on finding each patient's optimal breathing rate, where respiratory sinus arrhythmia is maximized. Treatment sessions usually begin with identifying this resonance frequency, followed by structured practice using both in-clinic biofeedback equipment and home practice assignments. Clinical evidence and efficacy rating. Multiple randomized controlled trials have demonstrated HRVB's effectiveness for asthma management. Notable studies include Lehrer et al. 2004, research with 64 patients, showing reduced respiratory resistance and decreased medication usage. The evidence has earned HRVB a level 5 efficacy rating, specific and efficacious, based on 5 well-designed RCTs. Patients typically show improvements in asthma severity, symptoms, pulmonary function, and medication requirements, though the impact on airway inflammation remains under investigation. Section 4. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD. Symptoms and clinical presentation. COPD encompasses a family of progressive lung diseases that significantly impair airflow. The condition primarily manifests through 2 main presentations: chronic bronchitis, characterized by mucus hypersecretion and persistent productive cough, and emphysema, marked by irreversible expansion of airways and alveolar wall damage. Unlike chronic bronchitis, where inflammation and mucus buildup cause obstruction, emphysema's primary mechanism involves tissue destruction leading to reduced gas exchange capacity. Demographics and impact. The scope of COPD's impact is staggering, potentially affecting 32 million patients in the United States, making it the 4th leading cause of death. The condition represents a significant public health challenge, with many patients experiencing both chronic bronchitis and emphysema simultaneously. Most concerning is the progressive nature of COPD, with almost 50% of severe cases resulting in mortality within a decade of initial diagnosis. Pathomechanics. COPD's pathophysiology involves complex interactions between chronic inflammation, oxidative stress, and structural changes in the airways. The condition begins with chronic exposure to irritants, typically tobacco smoke, leading to persistent inflammation. This triggers a cascade of events, including increased oxidative stress, protease-antiprotease imbalance, and eventual tissue remodeling. The result is progressive airway obstruction and impaired gas exchange, creating a cycle of declining respiratory function. HRVB protocol implementation. Clinicians typically combine HRVB with exercise and paced breathing instruction to enhance ventilation and exercise tolerance. The protocol focuses on improving respiratory efficiency through real-time feedback of breathing patterns. Treatment sessions emphasize coordinated breathing techniques, with particular attention to diaphragmatic engagement and optimal breath timing. This multimodal approach aims to maximize the benefits of both physiological feedback and physical conditioning. Efficacy and clinical evidence. Research support for HRVB in COPD treatment has yielded promising results, though with some limitations. Studies like Giordano et al., 2004, demonstrated significant improvements in walking distance, quality of life, and heart rate variability after HRVB intervention. Based on current evidence, biofeedback for COPD has achieved a level 3, probably efficacious rating, primarily due to study design limitations and sample size constraints. Despite these limitations, the available evidence suggests HRVB can be a valuable component of comprehensive COPD management. Section 5, Depression and HRVB Applications. Symptoms and clinical presentation. Major depressive disorder manifests through a constellation of symptoms requiring careful clinical attention. For diagnosis, patients must experience 5 or more depressive symptoms over a 2-week period, with either pervasive sadness or loss of pleasure being primary indicators. The condition profoundly affects sleep patterns, psychomotor function, appetite, energy levels, and cognitive abilities. Most concerning is the impact on self-worth and decision-making capacity, often accompanied by recurring thoughts about death or suicide. These symptoms create a complex clinical picture requiring sophisticated therapeutic approaches, demographics, and prevalence patterns. Recent data reveals alarming trends in depression rates, with approximately 18% of adults currently experiencing depression or undergoing treatment, a significant 7% increase since 2015. Gender disparities are particularly striking, with 36.7% of women reporting lifetime depression diagnoses compared to 20.4% of men. Age-related patterns show highest prevalence in younger adults, with those aged 18 to 29 and 30 to 44 experiencing rates around 34%. Most concerning is that only 21% of annual cases receive adequate treatment. Pathomechanics and neurobiological basis. Depression's pathophysiology involves multiple interconnected pathways, including genetic factors and dysfunction in specific brain regions. The condition particularly affects the lateral and medial orbitofrontal cortex and limbic system. Research reveals fascinating mechanisms where lateral orbitofrontal cortex activation signals unrewarded behavior, potentially contributing to feelings of loss and disappointment. Additionally, reduced activation in reward circuitry and disruption of the habenular nucleus impacts the ability to filter negative cognitions and memories. HRVB protocol development and implementation. Heart rate variability biofeedback for depression employs sophisticated protocols targeting autonomic balance restoration. Treatment typically begins with establishing baseline measurements, followed by progressive training in diaphragmatic breathing techniques. The protocol emphasizes gradual mastery of resonance frequency breathing, with careful attention to individual response patterns and adaptation needs. Sessions incorporate real-time feedback to help patients recognize and influence their physiological states. Clinical evidence and rating. Research support for HRVB in depression treatment is robust, earning a level 5, efficacious and specific rating based on multiple randomized controlled trials. Studies demonstrate that HRVB can reduce depressive symptoms, improve autonomic balance, and enhance emotional regulation capabilities. Particularly noteworthy are findings showing HRVB's effectiveness both as a standalone treatment and as an adjunct to traditional therapies, with sustained benefits observed in follow-up assessments. Section 6, Fibromyalgia, FM, and HRVB Applications. Symptoms and Clinical Presentation. Fibromyalgia manifests as a chronic benign pain disorder affecting the body's connective tissues. According to American College of Rheumatology criteria, diagnosis requires widespread pain persisting for at least 3 months, with pain present during gentle palpation at 11 of 18 specific tender points across the body. Beyond pain, patients face a complex array of symptoms including attentional deficits, severe fatigue, memory impairment, and sleep disturbances. The condition is notably characterized by two key mechanisms: allodynia, where previously benign stimuli become painful, and hyperalgesia, where mild pain is experienced as severe. Demographics and distribution patterns. Fibromyalgia's prevalence shows distinct demographic patterns, with current criteria met by 7.7% of women and 4.9% of men. The female-to-male ratio of 4:1 may actually underestimate male cases. While primarily affecting women between 20 to 50 years, with average onset at 47.8 years, the condition spans age groups from adolescents to elderly individuals. Peak prevalence occurs in women between 60 to 70 years, with typical pain duration averaging 78.7 months. Pathomechanics and physiological basis. The condition's underlying mechanisms center on central hypersensitivity to various stimuli. Patients typically show altered levels of several biochemical markers, including low serotonin, tryptophan, and insulin-like growth factor, alongside elevated substance P and ACTH. A crucial distinguishing feature is the nature of tender points, which differ from trigger points by occurring at muscle insertions rather than muscle bellies, producing local rather than referred pain. HRVB protocol implementation. Treatment approaches include HRVB as part of a comprehensive management strategy. Protocols typically focus on autonomic balance restoration, incorporating regular HRVB sessions with home practice components. The treatment emphasizes improving vagal tone and reducing sympathetic dominance, often combined with cognitive therapies and sleep hygiene interventions. This multimodal approach addresses both the physiological and psychological aspects of the condition. Clinical evidence and efficacy rating. Research has established HRVB's effectiveness for fibromyalgia at level 3, probably efficacious. Multiple studies demonstrate improvements in pain reduction, though with varying long-term effectiveness. Notable findings show that FM patients typically present with higher sympathetic and lower parasympathetic activity, which HRVB can help regulate. While research continues, current evidence suggests HRVB offers valuable benefits as part of an integrated treatment approach. Section 7. Chronic muscle pain and HRVB applications. Symptoms and clinical presentation. Chronic myofascial pain syndrome presents as a distinct regional pain disorder characterized by trigger points, hyperirritable regions within skeletal muscle or associated fascia. Unlike fibromyalgia's tender points, these trigger points can produce referred pain in remote areas, along with motor dysfunction and autonomic changes. A key diagnostic feature is that trigger points create both local pain upon pressure and can generate pain in distant body regions. While not detectable through surface EMG, these points can be identified through needle EMG and skilled palpation examination. Demographics and prevalence patterns. The scope of chronic muscle pain is substantial, affecting approximately 14.4% of the United States population. Recent data shows that 51.6 million adults experience chronic pain, with 17.1 million reporting high-impact chronic pain that significantly limits daily activities. Almost everyone develops a trigger point during their lifetime, with 21 to 93% of patients with regional pain complaints showing myofascial pain components. The condition affects men and women equally, and can occur at any age, though sedentary individuals face higher risk. Pathomechanics and theoretical framework. Hubbard and Gewirtz's model suggests that sympathetically mediated muscle spindle spasm serves as the essential local mechanism in myofascial pain. This understanding is enhanced by Gewirtz's mediational model, which proposes that lack of assertiveness and resultant worry trigger sympathetic activation. The theoretical framework suggests that HRVB's improvement in autonomic balance may interfere with sympathetic nervous system innervation of trigger points through accentuated antagonism. Protocol development and implementation. Treatment protocols focus on addressing both the physiological and psychological aspects of chronic muscle pain. HRVB sessions typically begin with baseline autonomic assessment, followed by progressive training in self-regulation techniques. The protocol emphasizes improving heart rate variability while simultaneously addressing stress management and pain coping strategies. Practitioners often integrate HRVB with other therapeutic approaches for comprehensive pain management, clinical efficacy, and research evidence. Based on 5 randomized controlled trials, biofeedback for chronic neck pain has achieved level 4 efficacious rating. Studies demonstrate significant improvements in pain reduction, vitality, and social functioning compared to control groups. The research particularly highlights HRVB's effectiveness in addressing stress-related components of chronic muscle pain, suggesting its value as both a primary and complementary treatment approach. Section 8, Cardiovascular Disorders and HRVB Applications, focus on coronary artery disease, CAD, symptoms, and clinical presentation. Coronary artery disease manifests through reduced coronary artery circulation, often leading to complications like angina pectoris and myocardial infarction. The condition typically develops when atheromas, lipid-containing plaques, build up on arterial walls. When these plaques rupture, they can trigger blood clot formation, potentially leading to complete vessel obstruction. The resulting myocardial ischemia can cause severe chest pain and, in worst cases, heart muscle death through infarction. Demographics and public health impact. CAD affects approximately 18.2 million adults over age 20 in the United States, representing about 6.7% of the adult population. Its significance as a public health concern is underscored by its position as the leading cause of death, accounting for 365,914 deaths in 2017, approximately 1 in 7 deaths. The condition shows distinct demographic patterns, with men typically affected at younger ages and women seeing increased incidence postmenopause. Pathomechanics and disease progression. The disease develops through a complex process involving endothelial dysfunction, inflammation, and plaque formation. Initial damage to arterial walls allows for lipid infiltration and oxidation, triggering inflammatory responses. Over time, smooth muscle cells form fibrous caps over fatty deposits, creating atherosclerotic plaques. These plaques can eventually rupture, leading to clot formation and potential vessel occlusion. HRVB protocol implementation. HRVB shows particular promise in CAD treatment by focusing on autonomic balance restoration. Protocols typically begin with assessment of baseline HRV patterns, followed by progressive training in resonance frequency breathing. Treatment often combines HRVB with traditional cardiac rehabilitation, emphasizing both physiological improvement and stress management components. The approach aims to enhance vagal tone while reducing sympathetic dominance. Clinical evidence and efficacy rating. Research supports HRVB's effectiveness for CAD at level 3, probably efficacious. Notable studies like Del Pozzo et al., 2004, demonstrated significant HRV improvements in CAD patients undergoing biofeedback training. The evidence suggests HRVB can enhance cardiac function, reduce hospitalization rates, and improve overall outcomes when integrated with standard cardiac care. Section 9, Essential Hypertension and HRVB Applications, Symptoms and Clinical Manifestation. Essential hypertension, defined as stage 1 when systolic blood pressure reaches 130 millimeters of mercury or higher and/or diastolic pressure exceeds 80 millimeters of mercury, often presents as a silent condition. While it can develop without obvious symptoms, patients may experience various manifestations including blurred vision, swelling ankles, and other cardiovascular complications. Understanding both primary hypertension, 92 to 95% of cases, with no identifiable cause, and secondary hypertension, 5% of cases, with identifiable causes like kidney disease, is crucial for effective treatment planning. Demographics and risk distribution. The condition's prevalence is striking, affecting 1/3 of Americans and 2/3 of those over 60. African Americans and individuals with diabetes show higher prevalence rates. Recent research reveals that even slight blood pressure elevations in middle age correlate with a 30% greater risk of dementia or cognitive impairment 2 decades later. This underscores the importance of early intervention and consistent management. Pathomechanics and physiological basis. Blood pressure regulation involves complex interactions between cardiac output and systemic vascular resistance. The condition involves autonomic imbalance, typically presenting with sympathetic overactivity and parasympathetic underactivity. Genetic factors play a significant role, with the heritable component ranging from 33 to 57% based on twin studies and the Framingham Heart Study. Environmental factors, including diet, stress, and lifestyle choices, further influence the condition's development and progression. HRVB protocol development. Treatment protocols following McGrady's six-factor model emphasize comprehensive assessment and individualized intervention. Sessions typically begin with baseline measurements and progress through systematic training and self-regulation techniques. The approach includes careful monitoring of medication interactions, as HRVB can significantly impact blood pressure levels, necessitating ongoing communication with physicians regarding potential medication adjustments. Clinical efficacy and research evidence. Based on substantial research, including 8 randomized controlled trials, biofeedback for essential hypertension has achieved level 4 efficacious rating. Studies demonstrate significant improvements in both systolic and diastolic pressure, with particularly strong results when HRVB is combined with lifestyle modifications and conventional medical management. Section 10, preeclampsia and HRVB applications. Clinical symptoms and presentation. Preeclampsia, also known as pregnancy-induced hypertension, PIH, presents as a complex condition characterized by elevated blood pressure and abnormal protein concentration in urine developing after the 20th week of gestation. This pregnancy-specific disorder warrants careful monitoring as it can lead to serious complications for both mother and fetus. The condition represents a significant challenge in maternal health care, requiring sophisticated management approaches. Demographics and public health impact. The condition affects 6 to 8% of all pregnancies, making it a leading cause of perinatal morbidity and mortality. This prevalence rate translates to a substantial number of affected pregnancies annually, highlighting the critical need for effective interventions that can safely manage symptoms without risking fetal development. The widespread impact of preeclampsia on maternal health has driven significant research into non-pharmacological management approaches. Pathomechanics and disease development. Preeclampsia develops through multiple interconnected pathways, including abnormal placentation, immune system maladaptation, oxidative stress, and endothelial dysfunction. The process begins with improper placental development, leading to poor perfusion and subsequent oxidative stress. This triggers a cascade of events involving antiangiogenic factors that antagonize vascular growth factors, ultimately resulting in widespread endothelial dysfunction and the characteristic symptoms of the condition. HRVB protocol implementation. Treatment protocols for preeclampsia using HRVB focus on careful monitoring and gradual skill development. Sessions typically begin with baseline assessments followed by progressive training in self-regulation techniques. The approach emphasizes gentle introduction of breathing techniques and careful monitoring of both maternal and fetal responses. Protocols often combine HRVB with conventional medical monitoring to ensure safety and effectiveness. Clinical evidence and efficacy rating. Research support for HRVB in preeclampsia management is particularly strong, earning a level 5 efficacious and specific rating based on 3 randomized controlled trials. Studies show significant improvements in multiple areas, including hospitalization frequency and length, blood pressure control, both systolic and diastolic, medication requirements, and proteinuria levels. Notable studies like Summers et al., 1989, demonstrated that biobehavioral intervention could significantly reduce mean arterial pressure and improve overall outcomes. Section 11, Anxiety, Phobia, and Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder, PTSD. Clinical symptoms and presentation. Generalized anxiety disorder, GAD, manifests through excessive anxiety and worry persisting for at least 6 months, accompanied by physical symptoms like muscle tension and cognitive symptoms such as the belief that worrying prevents adverse events. Specific phobias involve significant emotional distress and excessive fear about particular objects or situations, classified into 5 categories: animal, natural environment, blood/injection/injury, situational, and other phobias. PTSD, classified under trauma and stress-related disorders, develops in response to traumatic events, whether experienced directly or witnessed. Demographics and prevalence patterns. Lifetime prevalence rates vary significantly across these conditions. Panic disorder affects 2.3 to 2.7% of the population, GAD 4.1 to 6.6%, OCD 2.3 to 2.6%, PTSD 1 to 9.3%, and social phobia 2.6 to 13.3%. Gender differences are notable, with a male-to-female ratio of 3 to 2 for lifetime anxiety disorders. The high comorbidity rate among these conditions necessitates comprehensive treatment approaches. Pathomechanics and neurobiology. These conditions involve complex interactions between neurobiological, genetic, and environmental factors. GAD particularly affects the amygdala, prefrontal cortex, and anterior cingulate cortex, regions crucial for fear response and emotion regulation. Neurotransmitter systems, especially serotonin, norepinephrine, and GABA, play vital roles. Chronic overarousal results in fatigue and insomnia, often exacerbated by circadian rhythm disruptions. HRVB protocol implementation. Treatment protocols emphasize comprehensive assessment and individualized intervention. Most controlled experiments show that neurofeedback and biofeedback, electrodermal, SEMG, and temperature, produce anxiety reductions comparable to traditional relaxation procedures. Protocols typically combine HRVB with cognitive behavioral approaches, focusing on both physiological regulation and psychological coping strategies. Clinical evidence and efficacy rating. Based on multiple randomized controlled trials, biofeedback for GAD has achieved level 4 efficacious rating. Studies demonstrate significant reductions in anxiety symptoms, with particularly strong results when HRVB is combined with cognitive behavioral therapy. Research shows improvements in both physiological measures and subjective symptom reports, with sustained benefits observed in follow-up assessments. Section 12, functional abdominal pain, clinical symptoms and presentation. Functional abdominal pain, FAP, presents as part of a diverse group of functional gastrointestinal disorders alongside conditions like cyclic vomiting and irritable bowel syndrome. The distinguishing feature of FAP is heightened visceral pain receptor sensitivity, where normal stomach contraction or distension produces significant discomfort. When occurring continuously or periodically for more than 3 months, it's classified as chronic FAP. Patients typically show increased sensitivity to stressors, reflecting the shared neural pathways between visceral pain and stress processing. Demographics and distribution. Intermittent FAP, termed recurrent abdominal pain, RAP, affects up to 10% of children and 2% of adults, with a notably higher prevalence among women. The condition's impact is particularly significant because many patients remain undiagnosed after initial medical assessment, leading to prolonged suffering and reduced quality of life. This underdiagnosis highlights the importance of effective identification and treatment protocols. Pathomechanics and physiological basis. The condition involves complex interactions between psychological stress, anxiety, and depression, influencing both pain perception and amplification. These factors can trigger changes in gut motility, increase gut sensitivity, and alter pain perception pathways. Research indicates that FAP patients often experience visceral hypersensitivity, where normal digestive functions trigger pain signals. Changes in gut microbiota may also play a role, affecting gut barrier function and gut-brain signaling. HRVB protocol implementation. Treatment approaches using HRVB focus on restoring autonomic balance and addressing central processes that amplify visceral pain. Protocols typically begin with basic HRV assessment and training, progressively introducing more sophisticated feedback techniques. The approach emphasizes both clinic-based training and home practice, with particular attention to developing self-regulation skills that patients can apply during pain episodes. clinical evidence, and efficacy rating. Research supports HRVB's effectiveness in FAP management, achieving a level 2, possibly efficacious rating. Notable studies include Humphreys and Gewurz, 2000, randomized controlled trial with 64 children and adolescents, showing superior outcomes with HRVB compared to cognitive behavioral and family therapy. While the efficacy rating reflects some limitations in experimental design and sample size, the available evidence suggests HRVB offers valuable benefits for FAP management. Section 13, Irritable Bowel Syndrome, IBS. Clinical symptoms and presentation. IBS manifests as a functional gastrointestinal disorder characterized by alternating patterns of diarrhea and constipation, accompanied by abdominal pain and cramping. Patients typically experience a constellation of symptoms, including excessive mucus in the feces, flatulence, loss of appetite, and nausea. The chronic nature of these symptoms significantly impacts quality of life, requiring comprehensive management approaches that address both physiological and psychological aspects of the condition. Demographics and public health impact. The condition affects between 10 to 20% of the population, with an annual incidence rate of 1 to 2% in the United States. Gender distribution shows a notable pattern, with women in Western nations developing IBS 2 to 3 times more frequently than men. Age of onset data reveals that approximately 50% of IBS patients report symptom development before age 35. Only 10 to 20% of affected individuals seek medical treatment, suggesting significant undertreatment of this condition. Pathomechanics and disease mechanisms. IBS develops through multiple pathways involving brain-gut axis dysfunction, visceral hypersensitivity, and altered gut motility. The bidirectional communication between gut and brain becomes dysregulated, affecting gut motility, sensitivity, and mucosal function. Psychological stress can significantly impact this brain-gut axis, exacerbating symptoms. Some patients develop post-infectious IBS following acute gastroenteritis, suggesting a role for immune activation and low-grade inflammation in the condition's pathogenesis. HRVB protocol development. Treatment protocols emphasize the integration of HRVB with conventional management approaches. Initial studies have demonstrated promising results using heart rate variability training as a non-pharmacological intervention. The approach typically combines HRVB with other therapeutic modalities, recognizing the complex nature of IBS and the need for comprehensive treatment strategies. Clinical evidence and efficacy rating. Based on 5 randomized controlled trials, rectosigmoid and temperature biofeedback combined with progressive relaxation has achieved a level 4 efficacious rating for IBS treatment. Studies like Thompson's, 2010, work with 37 adults showed that HRVB training produced improvements comparable to cognitive therapy, despite varying levels of home practice compliance. This evidence suggests HRVB offers a valuable alternative or complementary approach to traditional IBS treatments. Section 14, Optimal Performance Applications. Performance parameters and applications. The application of HRVB in optimal performance extends beyond traditional medical conditions, focusing on enhancing athletic achievement, cognitive function, and stress resilience. Performance goals vary significantly depending on the specific demands, from motor speed accuracy to sustained attention and peripheral awareness. HRVB proves particularly valuable in monitoring nervous system function under demanding conditions, helping to identify early signs of overtraining and optimal training periods. Focus and attention mechanisms. Research demonstrates strong correlations between HRV values and attentional capacity. Lower time domain measures, like RMSSD, and frequency domain measures, such as HRV power, correlate with inattention, elevated anxiety, and diminished emotional regulation. This relationship provides a foundation for using HRVB to enhance cognitive performance and emotional control in high-pressure situations. Stress tolerance and anxiety control. Performance enhancement through HRVB particularly shines in stress management. Research shows that individuals who maintain high performance under stress conditions typically display higher HF spectral power. Training focuses on developing this capacity, teaching performers to maintain optimal HRV patterns even under challenging conditions. This proves especially valuable in contexts requiring sustained performance under pressure. Protocol implementation. Training programs typically begin with baseline HRV assessment, followed by progressive development of self-regulation skills. Protocols emphasize identifying optimal training periods using HRV measurements, typically recorded at consistent times with controlled breathing parameters. The approach includes monitoring daily and weekly trends to guide training intensity and prevent overtraining. Clinical evidence and rating. Based on 5 randomized controlled trials, HRVB for optimal performance has achieved level 4 efficacious rating. Studies consistently show improvements in physiological measures, decreased anxiety, and enhanced performance across various domains. The hypothesized mechanism involves increased vagal tone, leading to improved autonomic balance and stress resilience. The evidence particularly supports HRVB's effectiveness in enhancing both physical and cognitive performance, making it a valuable tool for athletes, performers, and professionals working in high-stress environments.